crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Tomorrow, we're going to have 3A state championship softball action going down. The state tournament is finally here. We only have a couple of weeks left in the spring sports season. Wednesday, the final RPI was released, and just like the boys baseball team, the Carbon Lady Dinos earned the right to play host to the first two rounds of the 3A state tournament this weekend. The draw, well, it's going to be two opponents that Carbon is well familiar with right out of the gate. They'll get Richfield, and then we believe it'll be the Grand Red Devils, unless we see some crazy occurrences like we did on the soccer field. We'll talk about that and more right now. Joining us over the phone, we have manager Kurt Nunley, and coach, as always, a pleasure. I appreciate you joining us again today. Thank you.
Hey, Jordan. Appreciate you having me. Always enjoy being on the radio station, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking about the softball team, coach. And I know that Wednesday was a day that a lot of people were anticipating. The final RPI comes out. You have no idea where you're going or who you're playing. Is that nerve-wracking for you at all as a coach?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into effect here. You know, you as a coach, if you have to go out of town and, you know, you have to get hotel rooms, that's stressful because you only have, you know, pretty much a day or two to be able to call hotels and see if you can get rooms for, you know, 24 girls. And so that can be very stressful. And then if you host a game, you know, you just got to make sure that your fields are ready to go, you know, get them prepped. Make sure that the fields are good that way. But, yeah, it can be very stressful. I wish they could let us, you know at least a week before instead of 3 days before. It would be a lot less stressful if they could just let us know a week before. But I guess that's how it goes.
Yeah, and fortunately, though, Coach, it was a good thing because even though you guys were the 4 seed, I think we can kind of throw the 1 seed, I guess, comes with a little clout. If you're the 1 seed, you got a target on your back. I'm sure the kids would love to be the 1 seed. But the most important thing is to garner one of those top 4 spots so you can stay at home. I mean, playing at home in 2 games beats the living heck out of having to travel on the road for 2 games. And so I'm sure you were at least excited to know that you will be at home on Saturday.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you know, I need to go back and get the Carbon Dino softball history, but as far as I've been here at Carbon High School, and I've been here, this is my 14th year at Carbon High School, in those 14 years that I know of, Carbon High softball has never hosted, you know, that first round. So, you know, this is quite an accomplishment for the girls to be able to, you know, play at home and have people come to the community, see the community, see the softball complex that we have here. And it's a huge advantage to be able to play on your home field for, you know, the first round of state, a field that you as a coach and also the players know very well. And so I'm very, very happy about it, very stoked about it. I think it's new to all of us because we've all haven't had this experience before when it comes to, you know, being home for the first round for the state softball tournament. But there's a lot of excitement around the high school, you know, around the coaching staff, the girls. You know, it's just been exciting that we get to be able to stay at home for the first round.
Hey, Coach, one of the things that stood out to me, and I don't want to overlook anyone, but you guys did handle Richfield with ease twice as far as the region schedule goes. And then if that is the case once again tomorrow, it would be a matchup with Grand in the second round. So, I mean, just looking at the way things are shaping out, playing a region opponent, well, in rounds one and rounds two, that's not exactly a huge advantage, I don't feel, for the favorite team. And so in this regard, it kind of puts you guys on your heels a little bit. You got to approach these games, in my mind, maybe with a little bit more urgency, because as they say, it is hard to beat a good team 3 times.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not taking anything away from Richfield as well. You know, obviously, we're playing Richfield for the 3rd time. You know, down there, Richfield, they gave us a little bit of run for the first few innings, and so I'm not taking Richfield for granted. We've got to get past them, and then obviously Grand's got to get past Delta. But if Grand and I, or Grand and Carbon meets in that second round next week, next Thursday in Spanish Fork, it's going to be a battle because Grand's beat us once, we beat them once. Both teams know each other really well. Like you said, it's hard to beat a team three times and face each other three times. But, I believe that the girls are up for it. We've had some practices the last week that have been really good practices. I know that the girls really, really want to, if we end up meeting Grand in that second round, the girls really want to have, I guess, sort of a revenge for what happened down there in Moab just a few weeks ago. So they'll be, ready to take on Grand again and be able to come out of the gates real hot.
Again, our guest right now is manager Kurt Nunley of the Carbon Lady Dinos softball squad. Coach, so if you get past that first game on Saturday tomorrow, then you guys can just kind of rest and relax. I know softball works a little bit different than, say, baseball. You're not guaranteed two games on Saturday. In fact, you only want to play one. And if you win that first game, then you can kind of relax the rest of the day, sit back, and watch some softball.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a little different in softball, like you said. Softball, if you win that first game, then you don't play until, the following week. But, it gives you an opportunity to, like you said, sit back and watch the other teams play softball and just be able to enjoy the game of softball a little bit more as a spectator. I think it'll be a good thing for us to hopefully, if we can get past Richfield, to be able to go home the rest of the time and then just be able to relax and have good practices Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then go to Spanish Fork, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Coach, let's go back to the final week of the regular season. Only one game for you guys. You knock off North St. Pete, so it wasn't as if you had a huge schedule to prepare for the state tournament. So only having one game, how have you guys been able to stay crisp? What are some of the things you've been doing in practice since that regular season finale?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Jordan. A few things that we've been doing in practice is we don't haven't really gone away from the things that we've done before. We pretty much stuck with the same, procedures, routines of practice. However, there are a few things that you have to, try to keep the girls' spirits up. On Monday, we had a scrimmage with, all of us as players. We had 18 players there, and so we just split up all 18 girls and just played a little bit of a scrimmage. It's a game that we play. It's a game called Two Ball Chaos. Coach Dave Basinger, he's the one that came up with that game, and so the girls really enjoy that. They really have a liking to that game. It gives them a little bit of some game situation, and so therefore you do those kind of things to try to mix up practice a little bit. Yesterday we had just kind of a hit-around type of practice, did an in-and-out, and then after that we ended up cleaning up the field, had parents come over and help, which was a big, big help. Cleaning up the complex, try to get our complex a little bit prepared for this weekend. The complex needed a little bit of TLC, so yesterday we mixed up practice a little bit and decided to, help Carbon County Rec out and get that complex at least approachable and decent for Saturday. So those are some things you got to do to try to mix up some things in practice.
Coach, I know the biggest, one of the biggest obstacles in winning a state championship is A, playing your best ball at the right time, and B, avoiding the injury bug. And for the most part, you guys were able to do that, right? Up until recently. I know there was some bad news as far as an injury is concerned. It's tough to overcome that kind of stuff, but now you're faced with a situation where you don't have a choice this late.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, we've had a few players that's had some tendonitis, We've had a few players. Unfortunately, we had one of our seniors go down on Monday. It's unfortunate for her that her career is done. And we'll definitely miss her. And it's just the injury bug is a little bit. It can happen throughout the season. Mostly the injury bug is just mostly soreness and trying to, get that soreness out. But, as coaches, we run the girls after every practice, and it's not there to punish the girls, but it's there to actually get that lactic acid out of their system so they can have soreness throughout their body. So, yeah, we've been fortunate. We haven't had like really, really, broken bones and things like that. But the soreness thing, it seems like it's a consistent problem that we have throughout the whole year.
Well, and it doesn't help that the spring sports season is so condensed. I'm really amazed at how these athletes manage to keep their bodies in shape while keeping up their grades, especially these seniors, knowing that their high school career is coming to a close relatively soon. Coach, they put you guys up against the wall with how compact it is. We're talking March to the beginning of May, and that's it. You guys play a lot of ball in a very, very short time.
Oh, yeah, very, very, and that's something that I actually heard about this from this morning. One of the baseball players, he's been keeping up with his grades and trying to do things like that. And he was telling me this morning, just as I miss so much school, throughout this month. But we're a little bit different cat than a lot of the other sports seasons, because a lot of those sports seasons, they're quite a bit longer than ours. I don't know if I think basketball goes three and a half months. Softball only goes two and a half months. So you've got to get through a lot of games in a short amount of time. And so we're consistently on the road. Kids have to keep up on their grades because they're missing a lot of school.
Coach, let's end with this. As far as tomorrow was concerned, I know that you guys kind of dictated what time you could play, you guys along with the other three teams that will be joining. So what's the schedule look like for Saturday afternoon baseball?
So, yeah, I got with the administration here at Carbon High School and also the athletic director, Ted Bianco, and we decided that it would be best if we had two games going at noon there at the complex, because we've got four fields that we can work with, we can actually have two games going at the same time. So at noon, we've got Richfield versus Carbon, and then Delta versus Grand. Delta versus Grand will be on the college field there, field two at the complex. And then, Richfield versus Carbon will be on the high school field, field four, there at the complex. And then after that, the teams that lose out of those two games will play right after, which will be 2:15. So they'll have maybe like a 10 or 15-minute break there. But we were able to, get to those games through a little bit quicker than some other places. Other places throughout the state only have one field. So sometimes they have to just schedule, games at 11, 1 o'clock, 3:30. But we're fortunate that we've got a nice complex, a nice softball complex here that has four fields that we're able to use and be able to get the games done a little bit quicker.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. Fun to talk about the 3A State Championship Tournament. Congratulations on earning the right to host a home game, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.
I appreciate you having me, Jordan, you do a wonderful job on the radio, and we sure appreciate your support of Carbon High School sports.
That's definitely my pleasure, Coach. Thank you again. We've got a break for just a moment. More softball talk when we return. We're going to preview the other matchup tomorrow here in the Castle Country. Coach Sean Bell of the Emory Spartans will join us right after this.